HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India's Mission Oxygen with comprehensive partner Singapore began with a three-sentence text message between External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan on April 22 with the second wave of pandemic leaving afflicted Indians breathless. The SMS was followed by a telephone call between the two ministers as Jaishankar asked for medical oxygen and his Singaporean counterpart agreed with prime ministers of both countries kept in the loop. The Indian Foreign Minister asked his senior colleague Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to call in the Indian Air Force's heavy transporters to pick the first four cryogenic tanks from Singapore which were needed to pick up liquid medical oxygen from East India COVID-19 hit north and western parts of the country. US President Joe Biden took his biggest step yet toward declaring victory over the coronavirus pandemic. As public health officials said, fully vaccinated Americans can ditch their masks in most settings, even indoors or in large groups. "Today is a great day for America in our long battle with coronavirus," Biden said in the White House Rose Garden on Thursday, calling the U.S. vaccination program a historical logistical achievement. The guidance shift Thursday is a turning point in the fight against COVID-19 and comes as U.S. caseloads fall and vaccinations rise. It signals a broad return to everyday life and is also a bet that any surge in spread from relaxed guidelines won't be enough to reverse progress in inoculations. The administration also used it as a further incentive for vaccination. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday said he felt the pain people have endured amid the second wave of COVID even as he released the eighth installment of over 20,000 crore to more than 95 million farmers under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan, scheme via video conferencing. This is the first installment of Prime Minister Kisan for the financial year 2021-22. During the session, the Prime Minister also interacted with six farmer beneficiaries from six states, Uttar Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Meghalaya, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jammu and Kashmir, and Maharashtra. Addressing the session, the PM said, "There is an invisible enemy in front of us. We have lost many of our close ones. I can feel the pain that people have endured for some time now." Russian-made coronavirus vaccine, Sputnik V, has been soft-launched in India, with the first dose administered in Hyderabad on Friday, announced Dr. Reddy's Laboratories in a statement. The vaccine is priced at 995 rupees and 40 paise per shot in the market, with the possibility of prices coming down further once local production starts. The imported doses of the vaccine are presently priced at an MRP of 948 rupees plus 5% GST per dose, with the possibility of a lower price point when local supply begins. The company is working closely with its six manufacturing partners in India to fulfill regulatory requirements to ensure smooth and timely supply, the company's statement read. KP Sharma Oli was sworn in as Nepal's Prime Minister for the third time on Friday, days after he lost a vote of confidence in Parliament. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office and secrecy to Oli, 69, at a ceremony at Sheetal Nawas, after he was reappointed to the post on Thursday night as the opposition parties failed to secure majority seats in Parliament to form a new government. Oli, the chairman of CPNUML, lost a crucial trust vote in the House of Representatives on Monday. Oli will now have to take a vote of confidence at the House within 30 days, failing which, an attempt to form a government under Article 76(5) of the Constitution would be initiated.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.